Dictation on John Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X. Today's date is 1/23/2013. This is a workers' comp assessment. Subjective. Patient states that he was in a motor vehicle accident last Friday. He was the driver with a seatbelt on. States the car hit him from the rear. Airbag did not deploy. Patient states that he had no immediate pain. Noted pain within a few hours in his lower back, neck, and right shoulder blade area. Patient states that the pain has progressively worsened over the last couple of days. He was seen in the ER on Monday. A CT scan of his head was done and reported as negative. Patient was started on Ketorolac and Tramadol as needed for pain. He has been out of work since the accident happened. Patient is complaining today of frontal headaches, ringing in his ears, and blurred vision when he looks at lights in his on his dashboard. Patient currently does not wear any corrective lenses at this time. Subjective, patient is alert and oriented, no acute distress, H-E-E-N-T, conjunctiva clear, fundi is negative, external canal is clear, TMs within normal limits, nasal mucosa and oropharynx are within normal limits. Neck, there is pain with palpation to his right trapezius areas and mid-cervical C4 to C5 region. There are no palpable abnormalities noted. There is full range of motion with pain, with full flexion extension and bilateral rotation. Right shoulder, full range of motion without pain. There is no palpable pain. Patient does have slight right thoracic vertebral pain in the upper thoracic region. No palpable abnormalities are noted. There is also pain in his right L5 to S1 region. No palpable abnormalities are noted. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart regular rate and rhythm. Neuro, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are intact. Romberg is negative. Reflexes, motor, and sensory are all intact. Impression, cervical, comma, thoracic, comma, lumbar strain. Patient is started. The patient is to continue his Ketorolac as directed. Stoma is added to the regimen and instructed to take only at night before bedtime. Patient may continue his Tramadol as needed for pain. As this makes him drowsy, he is not to drive with this medication and is notified of this as well. Number two, frontal headaches, probably associated with his cervical strain. As CT scan was negative, we'll continue to monitor, should resolve with medication. Number three, blurred vision, visual acuity today is unremarkable. We'll continue to monitor. C-spine, T-spine, LS-spine, films done today were all within normal limits. Patient is to schedule a follow-up in 1 to 2 weeks for recheck. He is to resume his normal activities at work starting tomorrow. This is Andrea Welter, physician assistant.